And there's a candle right next to the door, and when you open the door, it's going to blow out the candle, you're not going to open up the door. The version of the Shulchan Aruch is Shemich Ben Haruach. Mashma, that even if it's not 100%, they'll put it out. But if it's a good chance they will put it out, now they don't open up the door. The lamp is attached to the door. It says if the door is open, you're allowed to close it. Which is a Kiddush over here, because that's then, if you let the door open, the chances are that the wind will blow it out. By closing the door, you're just closing it to continue burning. But even so, the Rebbe Gunter says, consider that if it's in a situation it will go out, and you're closing it to continue, that's equivalent to adding oil to it, which is also the same that here, since you don't add anything to the fire, you're just taking away the wind that could potentially blow it out, that's not considered lighting it, preserving the present situation. That's the Kiddush. So if the lamp is on the door itself, then there's two issues over here. There's one issue, is it considered a bosis to the candle? And that's not a problem, because the door is primarily a door, it's not a bosis to the candle. So, but there's another problem, is it's an oil lamp. By opening and closing the door, you can cause the oil to get closer, further away from the wick. That's a type of lighting and extinguishing a fire, which is also. According to that, if you have a wax candle on the door, it would be permitted to open and close the door, because even though you're moving the candle, like we said before, it doesn't make the door into a bosis. And instead of shaking, there's no problem of moving the oil further away or closer, because it's a wax candle.